ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Thank you very much, Mitch Link. We do appreciate it. Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 exclusively, and we have a lot to talk about. Michigan Tech football victorious over the weekend. They're going for a 2-0 record at Malone this Saturday afternoon. We'll have the broadcast for you here on Mix 93. A big weekend for Michigan Tech soccer and volleyball as they both opened up their seasons at home. Wes Fromm joins us in the studio. Good morning, Wes. How are you?
Good, Dirk. How are you?
Good. It was a busy weekend up at Michigan Tech. A lot of volleyball games, matches going on, and four of them for Michigan Tech, and five, including Thursday. And Huskies were only able to take the one over the weekend, but I think still some growing pains that I think are going to be worked out pretty quick.
Yeah, I think so. And you could see the level of play. You know, they lost one of those matches 3-2, and another one 3-1, and so they're right there. And you know, they're still a pretty young team. They don't have a lot of I don't think they have any seniors on this team, and so they're gonna continue to get better. And we saw a lot of good competition this past weekend, too. Several of those teams from the Northern Sun Conference, which I think that conference has won the national championships 10 straight years. Minnesota Duluth was ranked number 3 in the country. Winona State, a very good team. So, you know, I think obviously Coach Jennings would like to have some more of those wins. But at the same time, he knows that they play some good competition, and they're going to continue to get better.
Yeah, and the football team with a grinded out win. Garrett Mead, the player of the week. And just a lot of good things happening there, even though not their best game offensively.
Yeah, always good to get a W when you don't play your best game. And talking to Coach Curley a little bit after they got back on Friday, he said, hey, you know, we didn't play our best game. We were sloppy. You know, we made some mistakes on both sides of the ball, and yet we're still in the win column and 1-0, and that's what you want. So, they got a long road trip coming up down to Canton, Ohio to play Malone. I think it's the first time we've ever played against them for this Saturday, 2 o'clock kickoff there, and then finally get to play a home game the following week, and looking forward to seeing people at the VIP tailgate party and just being at home.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a lot to talk about. Coach Curley is up to bat in just a moment. Stay tuned. You are tuned to Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.